We're off to California, where six top FFA officers recently visited Fresno for a conference, taking tours of places like ag facilities at Fresno State and, of course, much more. CBS 47 Eyewitness News has the scoop.
Every year, six students are elected to hold the top statewide leadership positions in the Future Farmers of America. It's an ag education program. These students take a year off college to travel the state promoting ag in the classroom. Justin Sechter introduces us to one of them.
Six FFA officers, California's top young leaders in agriculture, came to Fresno for a conference, taking tours of places like agriculture facilities at Fresno State, and even a tour of CBS 47 Eyewitness News.
We also do a lot of industry tours, things like meeting with Foster Farms. We just did a dairy tour in Turlock.
The elected officers come from all over California.
Travel across the state, visit members, visit chapters, put on leadership conferences, to help make the connection between leadership and education, as well as the industry of agriculture.
Lindsay Swall is FFA state secretary. She grew up on a walnut farm in Tulare.
Initially, my senior year, I ran for state office, and I wasn't elected. And so I went to Fresno State for a year as a plant science major, and then decided to take the leap, rerun for state office, and was elected.
The students take a year off college or a year before college and live and work together at the FFA Center near Sacramento.
Along with the house where we live is also a classroom, a business center, where the FFA Foundation and Association runs out of. And so they have a dormitory for the six state officers that are elected annually.
For Swall, it's an invaluable opportunity as well as a chance to give back.
We're the breadbasket of the world, and so I think it's important that we have leaders and students who are continuing their education in college, also going back and being involved in production agriculture.
Justin Sechter, CBS 47.